The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
That was a good, solid screen by Adam Lundin, set near midcourt, and now Lundin will get the ball into the offensive end. Lob pass into Sturgis Hanson. He loses it and is able to kick the ball back out, and then the three-pointer is good for August Fischel.
Today, it's live coverage of the boys' D1 State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln, featuring the Axtell Wildcats. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Rebounded by Hanson. Dribbling with the ball here is going to be August Fischel. Kick it out with Cody Nickel. And they'll throw it between the circles for Colton Maxwell. They cycle through as they get the ball on the left side. Fade away here for Lundin. And Lundin hits the shot.
The Wildcats have never won a state basketball title, but this group of 10 seniors hopes to make school history with three victories this weekend. It's Axtell Wildcat basketball action coming up next, but for Senior Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Lincoln East High School, the boys state basketball tournament tipping off here in the capital city, and Axtell making a triumphant return for the first time since 2015, as they will be the home team today as they take on the Walled Hill Blue Jays from up in the Omaha Indian Reservation up in the northeastern corner of the state. Randy Bushcutter here with you. Glad you could join us for high school basketball. And again, a lot of folks here already. The Walled Hill side is full behind us. There's still a little bit of room behind us here on the Axtell side, but Axtell going to be very well represented. Folks still coming in, but this is going to be a packed house here to start the first session of the day here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. Axtell comes in 22-4. Walled Hill is 20-3 on the year. Their only losses falling to teams that have also made it here to the state basketball tournament. They've lost twice to Winnebago, as they're one of the favorites to win Class C2, and they lost two games with them and also lost by Meade earlier in the year by a dozen, and they were able to avenge that loss later in the season. So Walled Hill, a very good basketball team, and for Axtell, they may have to play a little bit better than they did against Southwest, but they've proven their mettle throughout the course of the year as well, being 22-4. A couple of those losses coming to Amherst and also to Southern Valley, some teams who are playing in the state basketball tournament in a division ahead of Axtell in Class C2. So here in this D1 matchup, a couple of pretty good tested teams, as they both had a nice schedule to prepare themselves for a dramatic matchup here to start the very first game of the Boys State Basketball Tournament here at Lincoln East High School. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give you our starting lineups and continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have both the national anthem and the tribal anthem for the Omaha Nations when we return here to Lincoln East High School after this timeout.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow, whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. Enjoy the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Minden's First Bank and Trust is a leader in mobile banking with state-of-the-art remote deposit right from your smartphone, keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443. Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
We at Cat's Corner Market in Axtell want everyone to know that there is a hot stuff pizza buffet every Friday.
Pizza.
Cat's will be offering all kinds of pizza and a salad bar, served buffet style every Friday from 11:30 to 1. So come on down to Cat's Corner Market in Axtell, where you can still get your hot stuff pizza to go all week. Also, check out the new hardware department. And good luck, Wildcats.
Well, as you heard the national anthem wrapping up here at Lincoln East High School, it's time now to give you our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for the visitors from Walled Hill. The Blue Jays will go with Jaden Sheridan, who is a 6-foot-tall junior who averages about 13 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. Graydon Hallowell, also a junior, he's 5'10". He averages 9.1 points and 2.8 rebounds. Kobe Smith, a senior, 6'4". Smith averages 13.6 points and 7.6 rebounds. Casey Porter will play the guard. He's 5'11", and as senior, he averages 9 points, 2.7 rebounds. And DeAndre Webster, a senior at 6', averages 11.5 points and 4.9 rebounds for the Walled Hill Blue Jays and head coach Ryan Stansberry. Now for the Axtell Wildcats and their head coach Chris Callen. Their starters today will be Parker Siss, a 6'2 senior who averages right at 9 points and 2.2 rebounds. Cody Nickel, also a senior, 5'11", averages 10.4 points and 4.5 rebounds. August Fisher will make the start. He is 6'2 and a senior, averages 6.6 points and 5.1 rebounds. Tyson Marsh, also a senior at 6'4", 8.4 points and 5.9 rebounds on average. And Sturgis Hansen, the 6'4 senior, averages 10.2 points and 10.7 rebounds for the Wildcats, who come in with a record of 22-4. Again, our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Well, we have the Omaha Tribal Anthem, the national anthem here. The starters being announced right now for both Walled Hill and for the Axtell Wildcats. So one last break. When we come back here to Lincoln East, we'll tip off the 2016 Boys Basketball Tournament here from Spartan Arena, a packed Spartan Arena here at Lincoln East High School. We'll be back for the tip right after this timeout.
You know Motor Car Engineering for dependable quality repairs. And now you can count on dependable quality cars, pickups, and minivans from Motor Car Engineering Auto Sales. As little as $400 down gets you behind the wheel of your choice of 20 to 30 vehicles on hand. When you need new wheels, you don't need to wait. Buy here, pay here, or ask about easy financing. Open Monday through Friday and Saturdays by appointment. The friendly folks who take care of your car and now your car buying needs. Motor Car Engineering, 4th and Eddy in Grand Island.
You've made a smart choice. Glenwood meets your home and business technology needs with an array of phone, internet, direct TV, or cable packages. Whether you want to keep up with your family or your online gaming competition, we've got the speed you need. At Glenwood, all our services are backed by a tech-savvy local team of customer service professionals. Learn more online at shopglenwood.net or speak with one of our service representatives at 402-756-3131. Glenwood, now with a local Hastings office.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East High School. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. As we mentioned, we will be tipping off the Boys State Basketball Tournament here. And we have a myriad of other games for you. Going on right now on KHAS Radio, the NAIA National Women's Basketball Tournament. Hastings taking on Tabor College. That game started about a half hour ago. And in Class D2 on the Breeze, we have Giltner and me. That one set the tip off as well. Here we have a little res ball. They have that on the back of their warm-up jerseys and the hill across the front here for Walled Hill and for Axtell. Of course, they'll try to represent South Central Nebraska very well. We're all set and ready to go here as Marsh will do the jumping, tips it right in the hands of Fischel, who's going to attack and has a shot blocked right away. It's picked up here
timeless
by
music
Walled Hill. They
ageless
lose the basketball into the hands of Sis. Sis is going to kick it out to Nickel, top of the key. Nickel's going to drive, takes it off the iron, gets a bucket and foul. Well, how do you do? A great start to the ball game. A lot of energy on both sides expended. And Axtell gets the first bucket of the game. And now Cody Nickel with a chance to add to it here and finish off the three-point play. The free throw is up, and it is short. That was a problem they ran into against Southwest in the district final. So the free throw here, no good. And a shot going to be blocked by Sturgis Hansen into the corner on that left side. And it's going to be picked up out there by Walled Hill. So Walled Hill has it now, top of the circle. Working with it is going to be Halliwell. Halliwell dribbles, kicks it out. It's going to go into the hands here of Sheridan. Sheridan will fire the three and rebounded here by Hansen. So Sturgis Hansen will get the ball up ahead. And they'll get it right side. Nickel's going to drive again. Nickel off the glass again, and he'll score. Cody Nickel, all 4 points of the ball game for either side. So Halliwell will bring it up. Facing man-to-man pressure here by the Wildcats. They'll hand the basketball here for Porter. Porter kicks left side for Halliwell. Halliwell's going to penetrate and has the ball knocked loose into the hands of the Wildcats. Fischel is able to pick it up after the Walled Hill turnover. Give it to Nickel. And up 4-0, the Wildcats will slow things down here a little bit. 6:40 to go, quarter number one. Left side, Sis has it. He'll look, gives it top of the circle here for Hansen. Hansen's pass can be stolen away. Intercepted by Smith, who will dunk it home. Kobe Smith with the steal and the dunk. He intercepted the pass, and you can hear the roar of the Walled Hill fans on the far side and a fair chunk behind us, including Winnebago. The defending C1 champions are here representing their neighbors from northeastern Nebraska. A three-pointer left side, no good. Here for Webster. Rebounded by the Blue Jays, and they'll kick the ball back around the perimeter and reset things up here by giving it to Halliwell. Halliwell gives it right wing into the hands of Porter. Porter's going to drive, floater in the lane, short, but it rolls around, hit the front of the rim and in, And Casey Porter will give Wald Hill a tie score here. We're deadlocked at four, and they'll pressure the basketball. Sis handles it, kicks it up ahead here for Sturgis Hansen. Hansen gets it in the lane for Nickel. Nickel walks with it. He was being double-teamed. They collapsed on him, and Axtell with their first turnover of the ball game. First 4 points went to the Wildcats. The next four went to the Blue Jays. I have to fight the urge to say something different because I don't see much blue on the uniforms here as they're in the visiting orange here for Wald Hill. So the Orange Jays kick it up here to Halliwell. They'll kick it back out for Porter. Porter, nice drive, and he'll take it off the glass and in. First lead of the ball game here for Wald Hill, and they steal the inbounds but miss the dunk, and it's going to be rebounded by Axtell, and Wald Hill will commit the foul. So Axtell with a lazy pass on the inbounds. It was stolen, but they couldn't bring home the dunk. The rebound to the Wildcats, and then reaching in is Wald Hill. Or are they going? Yeah, they called the foul, but they haven't put it up there. That'll be the second foul here on Halliwell. And the ball's going to be stolen away. Coming up with it is Porter. And Porter, nice little runner, will lay it up and in. Axtell with another turnover. This time they handle the press. Kick it up ahead in the offensive end. Marsh will get the ball back out here. And slowing it down is going to be August Fischel. Fischel gives it to Nickel on that right side. Nickel penetrates. Pass off the hands of the Blue Jays. And it's going to be picked up. That'll be another Axtell turnover. Here comes Wald Hill in the offensive end. Halliwell enters it on the baseline. A little penetration here by Webster. Webster shot going to be no good. And rebounded by Hansen. What a start to that drive, though. Got the defender out of position with a nice little juke to start things off. Fischel will kick it off here left side, giving it for Sis. Sis off the screen is going to fire a three. Well off the mark, but it's a lob pass in for Hansen. And Hansen will lay it up and in. We'll give Hansen credit for a putback there after the miss. It had the effect of a lob pass to the big man down low, but that was an attempted shot. Halliwell facing pressure by Sis will now get the ball off on the left side here for Porter. Porter back out here for Halliwell. Talking with Axtell coach Chris Callen, he said this kind of schoolyard ball that Wald Hill likes to play, and they did a nice job there driving. Halliwell missed it, and Fischel will pull down the rebound. So now Axtell will try to slow it down. They scored the first 4 points of the ball game, but they now trail it 8-6. Another drive here, and another block. Nickel with the drive, the block out of bounds by Kobe Smith. Smith has had a couple of those where he swatted it, and both times Axtell was able to maintain possession. One time it went out of bounds, and one time it was picked up by Fischel. So Hansen will lob the ball up here for August Fischel. Back inside for Hansen. Hansen backing in. Hansen off glass. No good. Gets his shot, and then he's fouled as he tries to put back. So Hansen with the rebound. That will send him to the line. The third foul of the game as a team here on Wald Hill will be the first personal foul for the Blue Jays' Kobe Smith. So two free throws coming up here for Hansen, and the first one is no good. Score remains 8-6, a two-point lead here for Wald Hill as Sturgis Hansen back to the free throw line. Again, the Wildcats shot only about 30% from the line in their district final against Southwest. They're going to have to do better than that today. Second free throw is no good. They're 0-3 as a team, and it's rebounded but then nearly stolen away by Axtell. Adam Lundeen almost came up with the turnover after it was rebounded there by Webster. So on the left side, dribbling between the legs here is Casey Porter. He's going to kick it right side for Webster. Webster's going to drive, loses the ball, and Lundeen's going to come down with it. So Wald Hill with the turnover. Kick up ahead here for Nickel. Nickel's going to drive again. Nickel lays it up and in. Cody Nickel with 6 of the 8 points here for Axtell, and a drive down low in transition for Wald Hill. They're going to call a foul here on the Wildcats, their first of the game. Driving was Sheridan. And Sheridan draws the body contact. There was a couple of different Wildcats they could have gave it to. And it will go against Axtell's Adam Lundeen, his first of the ball game. So Sheridan misses the first free throw. And his second free throw is on the way and good. So Wald Hill back on top here, 9-8. 3:03 to go. Long pass up ahead to Sturgis Hansen near midcourt. He can still throw it in the backcourt and does. And so bringing it up across the timeline here will be Maxwell. They get it down low for Hansen. Sturgis Hansen, nice ball fake. Got the defender in the air. Missed the shot. Now he gets the rebound, and he lays it. It hangs on the rim, and it falls in. So Hansen, after missing the first shot, makes the putback. And Axtell back on top in transition. The three-pointer, top of the key. Good. Casey Porter drains the three-pointer. He was the trail guy and brought the ball up court. And by the time Nickel picked him up, it was too late. Nickel now brings in the offensive end. Gives it to Maxwell, top of the circle. Maxwell's going to drive. Maxwell's going to lay it on the rim. No good. Rebound going to be taken out by Webster. So Wald Hill pulls down the rebound. And they'll bring it up ahead, and we're going to have a little push foul, a little touch foul called here on Colton Maxwell. That'll be his first. And the second as a team here on the Wildcats. A very fast pace to quarter number one here at Lincoln East High School. 12-6, Wald Hill with the lead and the basketball. They brought in Tyler Lovejoy a little bit ago. He brings the ball up court, gives it to Kobe Smith back on the right side. Three-pointer for Webster, and he drains it. DeAndre Webster strokes in the three-pointer. He's got five in the game. Up ahead here is Maxwell. Maxwell has it knocked away. That'll be an Axtell turnover. And now the Wildcats trying to get the ball back will commit the foul. Dribbling up was Maxwell, and behind him, the ball was swatted away into the waiting arms of Webster, and we're going to have a timeout being... No, I'm sorry. I thought Wald Hill coach called a timeout. Instead, it is just a late substitution here for Axtell. So for Maxwell, that's going to be his second foul, so they're going to sub him out. And bringing the ball up ahead here is going to be Lovejoy. Off of the screen, right side, a little ball fake. Porter going to step back, try the three, no good. Offensive rebound, shot no good. Another tip here on the inside by Smith, and we're going to have a foul as Smith missed the shot, trying to go over the back, trying to get another tip in. And so I believe that will be the second foul here on Kobe Smith. No, they didn't give it to Smith. I haven't seen who they gave it to. They ended up giving that to Lovejoy. That'll be his first. So in transition, a three-pointer here for Lundeen. His three's no good, but he gets his own rebound, drives, and is fouled. Lundeen, transition three, not a bad look at the shot at all. Missed it, but the ball came right back to him, and he was able to drive in. One thing Wald Hill has not done a great job of is really kind of sealing in the middle, as Axtell has done a great job of offensive rebounding as well as driving that middle lane. The foul on Wald Hill was on Sheridan. That will be his first. Second free throw coming up and is good here for Axtell's Adam Lundeen. So he makes one of the two. First made free throw of the game here for Axtell. They are now 1 of 5 from the line. Driving here is Sheridan. Sheridan off the iron. No good. Offensive rebound by Webster. Webster going to be fouled. So Webster going up strong, getting that rebound. And they do attack the glass very well on the offensive end, as they only keep one back and really attack with everybody else on the glass. So Webster shooting two, and the first one is well short. As the foul was on Austin Fischel, that's going to be his first. So Webster misses the first of two. It remains 15-11 with 1:08 to go here in quarter number one, and the second free throw is good. So Wald Hill now has their largest lead of the ball game at 16-11. And checking in will be Orion Lamade. Here for Wald Hill. Pass, that's a bad pass as Axtell turns the ball over. Entry pass down low, and that's going to be a turnover right back as Fischel is able to come up with the basketball. So Axtell dodges a bullet here. Sis will bring it across. We'll kick it now on the right side here for August. August Fischel gets it down low. Shot off the iron, going to be no good. And rebound taken out by Wald Hill. Coming out of there, dribbling out with rebound is going to be Smith. He'll kick it out. Three-pointer for Wald Hill, going to be no good. And rebounded by Lundeen. Check that. It's Fischel who came up with it. He'll kick it out of here for Sis. 32 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Down by five. Axtell spins in the lane. Will pivot here by Lundeen. And Lundeen is going to lose the basketball. Pass up ahead on the break here. Lamont. And Lombani will drive and be fouled. So Axtell, after the turnover, gives up a great look, and they commit the foul. And well, both these two teams are going to be awfully close to 1-1 by the time we start the second quarter. That's now the fifth team foul on the Wildcats. Five have been whistled on Wald Hill as well. So Lamani will fire two, and the first one's good. For Axtell, that's August Fischel's first foul of the game. Lamani makes the first and then makes the second. It's now 18-11. 7-point lead, 20 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Sis facing a little bit of pressure. Will bring it across the timeline with the pass on the right wing here for Fischel. Gets it down low. Shot going to be blocked, but a foul going to be called on Kobe Smith. And Smith, leading scorer here for the Blue Jays, has just picked up his second foul. Now, I thought earlier he might have committed another foul, so he was an eyelash away from having three fouls here in the first quarter. In any event, at the line to shoot a couple is going to be Tyson Marsh, and Marsh's free throw is no good. Free throw shooting for Axtell is a bit of an issue. On the season, they're only a 56% free throw shooting team. Second free throw, also no good. So Marsh misses both of them. 5 seconds left. Driving on the left side. Wald Hill bounces it around. It's going to roll in for Porter at the buzzer, and that's going to do it. Casey Porter got the pass on the wing. They attacked, and they have a 9-point lead heading into the second quarter. Wald Hill 20, Axtell 11. We're back to the second quarter here at Lincoln East right after this timeout.
Propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engine and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters, now also located in Sutton.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. And Axtell is going to have to find some way to take better care of the basketball because Wald Hill is deadly in terms of attacking after they force the turnover. And that is playing right into their style of ball in what the Blue Jays like to do. They've got possession of the basketball to start the second quarter. Axtell trailing at 20-11, and firing a three-pointer is going to be number 11 here for Wald Hill, and he drains it. That's Lamani who drains the three-pointer. And that one was maybe just a little bit too easy. Wildcats facing pressure. Long pass by Nickel. Going to get it up ahead here to Hansen on the right side. Kicking it right back out here for August Fischel. Back to Nickel. Nickel, top of the key. Doesn't want to try the covered shot there, so he'll give it to Marsh. Marsh with a quick jumper on that right wing. No good. And rebounded by Wald Hill. Pulled out of there by Sheridan, and Sheridan gives it off to Lamani. Back to Sheridan. Sheridan double team, gives it off right side here for Lamani. He'll fire a three. That's going to be no good, and rebounded by Hansen. So Sturgis Hansen pulls down the rebound, and they'll kick the ball up ahead here for Tyson Marsh. Marsh over to Sis on that right side. Wald Hill going man-to-man. They enter it on the low block here for Hansen. Hansen backing in a little bit bigger, bounces. Shot no good. Offensive rebound laid up and in by Tyson Marsh. Marsh with a nice job making that putback. As, again, that size for Axtell, they do have the advantage there. They need to out-physical the Blue Jays here. Sheridan is going to drive, shoot, has it blocked out of bounds by Hansen. He was a little out of control but didn't run into Hansen, so Hansen was able to swat the ball away. But it is a 10-point lead here at 23-13. Left wing with it, Webster. He's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. And you could tell by his follow-through and how he held it, he knew he had drained it. So a 26-13 lead and a reaching foul here on Tyler Lovejoy for Wald Hill. That'll be seven now on the Blue Jays. And again, as we mentioned, the entire Winnebago team, coaching staff, and a fair number of folks wearing blue for the Winnebago Indians. They are here watching their neighbors from Wald Hill. Nickel with the front end of a one and one after that foul will miss it, and the rebound going to be pulled down by Wald Hill. Pulled out of there by Webster. Three-pointer in transition, no good. Hansen will pull down the rebound. He'll kick it up ahead here for Sis. Sis on the dribble. Carried it. Axtell turnover. Well, Axtell's going to have to tighten things down here and in a hurry. They are down by 13 with 6:10 to go here in the first half. 26-13 is our score. Romani, pass going to be stolen away. Lundeen throws it up ahead, and there's going to be a reach. So Wald Hill with the turnover. And Lundeen now will step to the line for the front end of a one and one. So he'll have a front end here. And they need all the points they can get and all the ways they can get them. And he makes the free throw. That's only the second made free throw here for Axtell in the ball game. They're now 2 of 9 from the line. They got a long way to go to get back to 500 in terms of their free throw shooting. And their second free throw is good, so Lundeen's held up his end of the bargain as he makes both ends of the one and one, and the pass up ahead here will go to Webster. They'll get it back out here for Lamont. Axtell right now going zone. On the baseline, Lovejoy. Little floater, no good. And rebound pulled down by Nickel. So Nickel will snag it, face some pressure, dribbling against the pressure put on by Tyler Lovejoy. Brings it in the offensive end. Now he's jump-stopped with the basketball. Gives it on the high post here for Hansen. Hansen spins, and on a double team, loses the basketball. Another Axtell turnover. Long pass up ahead for Sheridan, who spins in the lane. Shot going to be no good. And rebounded by Cody Nickel. Nickel will slow it down a little bit. Axtell likes the run, but they cannot play at the pace that Wald Hill's playing right now. And Sturgis Hansen on the right side drains the three-pointer. That cuts the lead down to 8. It's 26-18, and the Axtell folks make some noise. They're outnumbered almost 2-1 here. And a great fast break, pass left side. Webster, bucket good, and give a great assist there to Tyler Lovejoy. And the Blue Jays pass the ball very, very well. Stopping in transition is Nickel. He thought about the three. Dangerous pass down low. Can't get it into Hansen as it's swatted away there by Webster. High school basketball presenting sponsors of the state basketball tournament include Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton, and Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. Axtell on the baseline will inbound it with 4:44 to go. But first, we're going to have a late substitution as Colton Maxwell is going to come in. He'll check in here for August Fischel. So Maxwell's out there with Hansen, who's going to inbound it. Nickel, who's top of the key, setting a screen here, is going to be Marsh. Now Marsh comes off that screen. He gets the ball inbounded to him. And now back to Marsh on the left side. Marsh thinking about the three, gets it inside for Hansen. Back out to Nickel. He's open top of the key. His three-pointer is going to be no good. Swatted around, and coming up with it is going to be Wald Hill. Good look there for Nickel. Couldn't make it, and it's rebounded by Halliwell. Halliwell gets the ball back after it's brought in the offensive end here by Lamani. And Halliwell will throw it at the high post. Backing in here is going to be Webster. Webster's shot going to be blocked by Hansen, but they're going to call a foul. So Webster at the line to shoot a couple after Sturgis Hansen commits his first foul of the ball game. Also helping us bring you games here from the State Basketball Tournament, our presenting sponsor is Glenwood Telephone. Glenwood, helping make Hastings a one-gig city. Of course, we'll have both Adams Central and St. Cecilia action for you later on today in our network of stations. We'll check that schedule for you at halftime, which is now 4:16 away. Webster misses the free throw, but he still has one more coming up. And a 10-point Wald Hill lead. 28-18, and the second free throw is good, so that'll extend the lead. They led by as many as 13, and the ball is going to be inbounded here for the Wildcats. They get it up ahead to Maxwell, over to Nickel, and Nickel on the way down is going to be fouled by Hallowell. And for Hallowell, I think they're going to give that to number 5. Yes, they are. That's going to be his third foul. And that's now going to be 9 fouls here against Wald Hill. And to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-and-1 is going to be Cody Nickel. Three of 10 as a team on the Wildcats. Need to improve on that here as the free throw is up and good. That'll earn Cody Nickel a bonus and make it 7 points in the game here for Nickel. Who is leading scorer for the Wildcats, but by only 7 points on the season over Sturgis Hansen. So the lefty back to the line, trying to make this a single-digit lead. And the free throw is off the back of the iron and no good. So it remains 29-19 as the ball is rebounded here by Wald Hill. Dribbling up again is Lamont. Lamont, no-look pass to the top of the circle here for Webster. Webster's going to kick it right side for Sheridan. And now driving the baseline is going to be Lovejoy. Lovejoy's shot's going to be no good, and Axtell pulls down the rebound. Snagging it out there is Adam Lundeen. They'll get it up ahead to Nickel. Nickel looking back to Lundeen. Gives it to him on that right side. He'll fire a three, and he hits it! Adam Lundeen rebound on one end of the court. Drains the three on the other. And that makes it a 7-point ball game. Sheridan in the offensive end. Hands the ball out here for Wald Hill. Backing up, firing a three is going to be Lamani, and that's no good. Boy, you're trying that three-pointer. You are feeling your oats. That one barely drew any iron, and it goes out of bounds, and now Nickel inbounded here for the Wildcats. It's Nickel, Maxwell, Austin Fischel, Lundeen, and Hansen. And it's going to be rebounded in for Lundeen. They double-team him, and he'll make the long pass up ahead to Hansen. He's down the sideline, and he'll slow it down a little bit. Had to worry about the wolf behind him, and gives it out here for Lundeen. He'll kick it out for Maxwell. Left side for Nickel, outside of the arc. He's working against Sheridan. Gives it to the elbow here for Fischel, and Fischel's entry pass is going to be off the mark in a turnover. Axtell, just too many turnovers here in the ballgame. They're down by 7, 29-22, and a nice pass inside all alone is going to be Webster. And Webster, that's just too easy. He dribbled and shot that one over the top of Hansen, and we got a timeout being taken here by the Wildcats. 2:51 to go here before halftime, and it's 31-22, a 9-point lead for Wald Hill. Axtell will inbound the basketball after this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Carl.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth as Axtell calls their first timeout of the game. They trail at 31-22, 2:51 to go here before halftime. And Cody Nickel will inbound it on the baseline. And he'll just bounce it up ahead here for Lundeen. Back to Nickel. Nickel loses the ball out of bounds. Was it touched or not? No, it's just a turnover. Unofficially, 12 turnovers here for Axtell in the first half compared to 3 for Wald Hill. Lovejoy will kick it off right wing here for Sheridan. Back to Lovejoy. 2-3 zone right now. Lovejoy's going to shoot over the top of it. Back in the iron, no good. Rebound going to be tipped on the right side for Wald Hill. They'll give it back out to Sheridan, and they'll try another three-pointer, this time by Porter, and he drains it. Casey Pointer strokes in the three-pointer, and that's a 12-point lead, and Axtell's turned it over. On the inbounds, a little bit too high, and Lundin couldn't come up with it. And another timeout for Axtell. Well, he didn't take the first time. We'll have the same discussion here again. 2:21 to go here in the second quarter. A 34-22 lead here for Walled Hill. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Back to Lincoln East after this.
Discover new opportunities at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Opportunities that lead to new connections and new passions. At UNK, you won't just go to class. You won't just meet people. You won't just get involved. Here, there's so much more. You'll get an experience that will impact who you are and what you will become. Around here, people know your name. It's up to you what it will be. At the University of Nebraska at Kearney, we are difference makers. Find out how you can make a difference at unk.edu.
And welcome back. Lincoln East High School and the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Walled Hill with a 12-point lead. They've led by as many as 13, but back-to-back turnovers here for Axtell. They've used back-to-back timeouts. Lovejoy has it. He'll give it off on the left side. Not a great pass. Kobe Smith's got to dribble out with it and restart the offense. They kick it in the left side. Three-pointer good for Webster. DeAndre Webster drains another three-pointer in the lead, the largest of the game, 37-22. 2 minutes to go here before halftime, and across the timeline is going to come Nickel. He's able to get it out here for Lundin. Lundin, he's going to step into a three, looks off the mark, it is, but rebounded by Hansen, and Hansen will lay it up and in. Hansen will make the putback after the missed three. And coming up with it here is going to be Walled Hill. They get it off left side for Tyler Lovejoy. Pass going to go off the hands of Smith, and Walled Hill with only their fourth turnover of the game, according to my records. August Fischel checking back into the ball game. They're looking to inbound it to him, but they'll bounce it up ahead here for Marsh, who gives it to Nickel, who inbounded it. Nickel uses his dribble. Long pass up ahead, and that's going to miss everybody. That's going to go out of bounds on the baseline on the other end. And right now, the seniors for the Wildcats kind of all looking at each other. They played a lot of basketball together, and right now they're not on the same page. As Nickel thought somebody was going to run into that open area. With it is Sheridan. Sheridan kicks it on the baseline here for Webster. Back out to Sheridan, who swings it out here for Porter, and Porter will drain a three. Another three-pointer here for Walled Hill. They have hit seven three-pointers in the game. Dribbling up ahead here is Adam Lundin. A little floater in the lane. Going to be no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Walled Hill. So they get it out here for Smith. Now pass on the right side. Sheridan's going to drive. Tough shot there. Misses it. Marsh pulls down the rebound. And now the pass going to be almost over and back and in trouble near midcourt, but dribbling through it is going to be Lundin. Lundin drives, gets it off on the right side. Fischel, quick little runner in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Walled Hill. They're going to outlet it. A 3-on-1 break, and they're going to throw the ball back. Marsh tips it. But it's out in that corner here for Porter. They're going to reset the offense. A three by Webster. No good. And rebounded by Hansen. Good defense there by Marsh to keep that from being a layup. And now a three-pointer with 12 seconds to go on the right wing here for Axtell. It hits the front of the iron. It's going to go out of bounds. And Walled Hill has a chance to add on to a 40-24 lead with 9.3 to go before halftime. And you're going to hear a roar here in a little bit when we hit the horn. Dribbling here is going to be Lovejoy. Lovejoy kicks right side. Sheridan will dribble to the elbow. Fire the long deuce. No good. And that's going to do it. But the roar comes from the folks from Walled Hill. They lead it 40-24 as they head to the locker room. Axtell has a lot of fences to mend. Here at intermission, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll be back here to Lincoln East with your score. Walled Hill 40, Axtell 24. Back to East after this timeout.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle. and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Every farmer knows that maximizing yield is even more critical when prices are low, and this year poses that very situation. The Aurora Cooperative has many products and the services you need to create ideal soil fertility and plant health to optimize your yields. As you plan your spring planting and soil health management, be sure to include R2G products such as Evito and ProLock in your AgPro 924-3 starter and attain an incline from V5 through maturity. The Aurora Cooperative, putting your equity to work.
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We're at halftime, Lincoln East right now. We're at Lincoln East right now, Axtell. Their dance team on the floor, but they are trailing at the locker room, and they hit the locker room by a score of 40-24. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And we're still totaling up some numbers here for you, but I can tell you right now that Axtell has some work to do because they have given up 7 3-pointers here for Walled Hill. Walled Hill, unofficially from behind the arc, is 7 of 17. So, you know, that's going to be about 40% shooting here in the first half from behind the arc, and that is getting the job done. But the number that stands out in my mind here in the ball game is the number of turnovers. Unofficially at 13 turnovers. Check that now, 14 turnovers for Axtell here in the first half. Let's get you updated on what else is going on across Lincoln here today at the state basketball tournament. Right now at halftime, Scott is leading Bennington 48-26 at the half, so that one is very much in the hands of Scott. And let's check the rest of the scores that we have for you. Meade right now leading Giltner 24-11. That game is on our sister station on the Breeze 94.5. Right now, Meade leading the Hornets of Giltner 24-11. That game late in the second quarter at last report. And Bishop Newman having no problem at all with Louisville. I'm not so sure Newman will have to score in the second half. Louisville being held to 8 points at halftime. It's Newman 40 and Louisville 8 here at the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. We're still totaling up some numbers, but we can tell you Axtell down by 16 at the break. They trail 40-24, and we'll take a look at all of our individual numbers and team numbers when we return here to Lincoln East High School and more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this timeout.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow, whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I grew up in India and then did residency in 3 different countries. I've always wanted to be a doctor, and then while I was in medical school, I saw this 25-year-old woman with 2 little children diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was a life-shattering experience for her and her entire family. Then helping her get through it, that was very challenging and fulfilling to me. Mary Lanning Hospital has everything to offer, bringing the best possible care to the people here in their community. I'm just very happy to be here and to be able to help each and every patient that walks through the door and bring a smile to their faces. I am Shamila Garg, medical oncologist at Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
And welcome back here to Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. A 40-24 lead here for Walled Hill. And let's check the scoring. We'll begin, first of all, with the Blue Jays. They're being led by DeAndre Webster, who has 17 points and 3 rebounds. Casey Porter also with 15 points and a rebound. Orion Lamonte has 5 points. Kobe Smith has 2 points. And Jaden Sheridan with 1 point in the ballgame. Unofficially, Walled Hill from the floor is 14 of 34 shooting. They're shooting 41.2% here in the first half, and they're shooting equally well inside the arc as outside the arc. On both sides, they are 7 of 17 from the field, so they're shooting 41.2% from behind the arc as they hit 7 three-pointers in the first half. And that's one of the reasons why they lead this one by a score of 40-24. And they have 13 rebounds here in the first half to go with 4 blocks and only 5 turnovers at intermission. Meanwhile, for Axtell, as we mentioned, they are down here by 14 at the break. Leading the way is Sturgis Hanson. I have him with 10 points and 8 rebounds. Cody Nickel has 7 points, a couple of rebounds. Adam Lundin has 6 points, 2 rebounds. Tyson Marsh with a couple of points and 2 rebounds. Axtell shooting 9 of 21 from the field. Not bad. They're shooting actually a little bit better percentage slightly than what Walled Hill was doing, but unfortunately for them, they have turned the ball over 14 times here in the first half, and their three-point shooting is 3 of 9 from behind the arc. They are 6 of 12 shooting the 2, so overall 42.9%, and from the free-throw line, they are 4 of 12 for only 33% here in the first half, and they trail here at intermission by a score of 40-24. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll wrap up our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here from Lincoln East High School, where, again, our halftime score is 40-24 in favor of Walled Hill, and it will be Axtell basketball when we start the third quarter and wrap up our halftime show right after this timeout.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. Enjoy the small-town touch with everything you need from a bank. Minden's First Bank and Trust is a leader in mobile banking with state-of-the-art remote deposit right from your smartphone, keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
At AseraCare Hospice, we care for your family like you are a part of ours. Through compassionate hospice services, we help to alleviate fears and concerns so that you and your loved ones can focus on the joy of everyday moments. We celebrate the memories and special occasions of a life well-lived and provide support and assistance so you feel comforted throughout the hospice journey. For more information about our services, visit us online at aseracare.com. AseraCare Hospice, caring for moments that matter.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And welcome back here to Lincoln East High School. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages, and we'll have a myriad of basketball games for you. As we mentioned, right now, Giltner and Meade on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5, going on right now. And just wrapping up also the NAIA Women's Tournament game between Hastings College and Tabor College on her sister station, KHAS Radio. Later today here on Classic Hits 98.9, we'll move up a class and go to Class C2 for Amherst and Ainsworth. Tip-off is scheduled for around 3:45. Doug will have the call for you from Class C2 Amherst and Ainsworth at 3:45. At 2 o'clock on KHAS Radio, we'll have St. Cecilia and Battle Creek also in Class C2. That will tip at 2, followed by Amherst and Ainsworth right after that. And also at 2 o'clock, we'll have Adams Central and North Bend Central. That'll be on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. Later on The Breeze, Kennesaw and Nebraska City Lords will follow at 3:45. Then later tonight, Wisconsin and Nebraska in the Big Ten Conference Tournament. Pregame will be around 5:30 and tip-off around 7 o'clock on The Breeze, 94.5. And again, Axtell has just got to find a better way to take care of the basketball and try to slow down this hot-shooting Wald Hill team. And part of that will be to take care of the ball, get kind of in an offensive rhythm yourself, and not turn the ball over 14 times like they did in the first half. That would be their Seeds to Success, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weegis. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information? Get the most out of every acre. Easy, pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great Seeds to Success for a better yield. Start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. Another element, they need to use their strength. They need to use their size. They need to start being physical. That was one advantage that Chris Callen kind of felt that his team had against Wald Hill, is that physicality, and they have not been able to really use it here as Wald Hill has been able to keep the ball to the outside. Hansen will lob the ball in for Marsh on the inbounds, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds, but Wald Hill is going to commit the foul. They lobbed it in for Hansen outside the lane and actually near the three-point arc, and he just kind of pivoted around, got into Marsh right away. So they're looking to get the ball to the inside as they draw the foul early on. And 4 seconds in, we've got a couple of free throws coming up here for Tyson Marsh. And the second foul of the game here on Porter. And the first one's good. So Marsh makes the first of two free throws. And again, making some free throws. That'd be a nice start here for Axtell as well. As they do stroke in both free throws. Marsh, nice job at the line there. And we'll see what the Blue Jays were able to do here as they kick the ball up ahead here. Driving is going to be Halliwell. Halliwell now will back out, hand it off for Porter. Porter, top of the key, thought about the three, gets it in the lane. Webster's going to drive, shot no good, and rebounded by Hansen. So Hansen will end the possession, and will kick the ball into the corner here for Nickel. Nickel back out for Sis. He's going to fire a three, no good. 33 fighting for the rebound, can't come up with it, as it's going to be ripped out of there. But then a long pass by Axtell, by Wald Hill goes out of bounds. Smith pulled down the rebound. His long outlet pass was off the fingertips of Sheridan, so that'll be a turnover. And now an opportunity here for Axtell to cut into a 14-point deficit. They trail it 26-40. Sis will help get it to the top of the key for Nickel. They now got it to Hansen. Hansen spin move in the lane, going to be no good. And rebound taken out of there by Smith. So Smith pulls down the bound, kick into the corner. Here's Porter for three, and he hits the three. Casey Porter now with 18 points in the ball game. That allows Wald Hill to pressure the ball, but Sis kicks it up ahead here for Nickel. Nickel's going to drive the lane. Nickel takes it off the glass, no good, and Wald Hill pulls down the bound. Coming out on the run here is going to be Webster. Webster gives it off right side for Sheridan. Sheridan with a bucket and a foul. Jaden Sheridan knifing in his first field goal of the game. And that will make it a 19-point ball game here with a minute and a half gone in the third quarter. So Sheridan, his three-point play is now complete. And it's now a 20-point lead, 46-26. Sis, long pass up ahead here for Nickel. Wildcats down by 20. Kick it right side. Marsh is open for a three, and he hits the three. Cool, calm, and collected there was Tyson Marsh. Got the ball. Knew he had a little time to collect himself and stroked in the three-pointer after the pass by Nickel. Dribbling against some pressure here is Halliwell. He'll hand it off for Sheridan. Sheridan gets a screen. Will dribble. Shoot over the top of Hansen. He'll go out of bounds, and they're going to say Hansen was the last to touch it. Hansen's had a couple of blocks here in the ball game. That one will go out of bounds. So on the baseline, Porter will inbound it, and they'll get it for Sheridan. Sheridan, top of the circle for Halliwell. Right wing with it is Casey Porter. Porter kicks it right side. Three-pointer good for Webster. DeAndre Webster now with 20 in the game. Pass up ahead here for Sis, and we're going to have a timeout for Axtell. They were facing some pretty good pressure, and down by 21, the Wildcats will call their third timeout of the game. It's 49-28, Wald Hill with the lead. Axtell inbounded after this timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Buzz's Marine is proud to support high school sports. We can't think of anything that brings the family closer together. Well, maybe there's one thing. Buzz's Marine has brought the boating lifestyle to Nebraskans for over five decades, creating family memories that last a lifetime. We proudly showcase 8 acres of new and used sport boats, surf boats, deck boats, pontoons, and fishing boats. Go to buzzesmarine.com for a list of our full inventory. Family owned and operated for three generations. Discover why we are the home of family boating. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rate liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
And welcome back. Entry pass down low for Sturgis Hansen. Hansen, nice kiss off the glass. And that'll make it now 30-41. Quick jump on that left side. Going to be no good. As that three-pointer off the mark by Wall Hill. But a nice job of rebounding there by Hallowell. Hallowell will dribble up here. And dribble on that right side. They lose the basketball, and that's going to be a turnover. So here comes Nickel on the run, and he's going to be fouled on the way to the basket. He was going up, so that's going to be a couple of shots here as it hit the back of the iron. Did not have the opportunity to really get a bounce there or a roll, but Cody Nickel, being aggressive, collects the foul. And so Axtell at the free throw line, down by 19. So Cody Nickel at the free throw line with a front end of two shots, and the first one's good. So second free throw coming up here. And it is up, and they're going to call a lane violation. That's going to take a made free throw off the board here for Cody Nickel. So that'll come off as a miss. So on the right wing, dribbling up here in the lane. Here's going to be Porter, and Porter, a little hand check foul on Axtell. Cats are trailing at 49-31. And earlier, what I thought was a three by Maxwell was actually going to went down as a two, and they're going to actually call a Wall Hill turnover there. So now kick left side. Lundin hits the three, and he's fouled. And I said Lundin, but it's Fischel on that left wing. August Fischel got the kick into the corner from Lundin and was able to drain the three-pointer and a chance for the ever-so-rare four-point play. The foul on Webster going to be his first. And the free throw off the back of the iron here for Fischel. So he misses the free throw and can't finish the four-point play, but Wald Hill turns it over. Hansen comes up with it. He'll kick the ball onto the midcourt here for Maxwell. Maxwell gives it to Nickel. Nickel will drive, use the screen set by Hansen, take it off the iron. It won't fall, but he will head to the line. Great screen there by Hansen, and using it there was Nickel. Actually, Hansen was posting up, and Nickel used it as a screen. And he'll have a chance at the free throw line. Two shots coming up here for Cody Nickel. He hit both of them earlier, but the second one was wiped out because of the lane violation where he was across the free throw line. The free throw here is good, and it's now 49-35. Still plenty of time for Axtell. They're going to have to play good defense, and they're going to have to get hot offensively as well as take care of the ball. So a lot of things are going to have to fall here for the Wildcats their way, but they can get it done. Second free throw is up and good. So both free throws good here for Nickel. Makes it now 49-36. And Wald Hill will face a little bit of token pressure, and they're going to call a timeout. 4:19 to go here. Third quarter, it's 49-36, a 13-point lead for Wald Hill, and the Blue Jays call the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Back to Lincoln East after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. These two teams playing very, very hard. Fortunately, neither one have been dealt with any injuries during the game or really leading up to it. Is both teams pretty 100% right now health-wise. Our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back to the game of life with two locations in Kearney. And we'll see if Axtell can cut into this 13-point lead. They've trailed by as many as by 20. And now Wald Hill with the inbounds. And checking in during the timeout was Lamont. He'll give it off top of the circle here for Webster. Webster thought about the three, and Hanson was going to let him shoot it. They kick it off here right side for Sheridan. Sheridan's shot's going to be blocked, but they're going to call a foul here on the Wildcats. And I think that's going to be on Lundeen. Could be on Hanson down low. It is on Lundeen. That'll be his second. And again for Wald Hill, if I was coaching them, I'd say we got to be aggressive. We got to keep doing what we do. And part of that is attacking when they can, spreading things out, hitting those three-pointers, and also knifing in with your quickness. Sheridan's certainly one of those guys that can do that, and he had a quiet first half, but he makes both free throws here, and he's got 6 points in the game, five of those coming here in the second half. Full court pressure, Fischel, long pass up ahead to Maxwell, gives it off for Sturgis, and Hanson will lay it in. The big man running the floor nicely, got a great pass, and is able to cut the lead down to 17 in transition. A three-pointer here by Lamani, no good. And rebounded by Axtell. Cats pull down the rebound. They had the long pass. It's going to be off the hands of one Wildcat and then off of the Blue Jays. The pass went off the hands of Fischel as it was thrown by Lundeen, but then it went off of Lamani. So Axtell will try a three-pointer. The shot by Nickel, no good. Long rebound and long outlet pass here for Wald Hill, and they're going to score it in transition as they kick it up ahead to Sheridan. Great pass there by Smith to set things up and give him an assist. And then they force the turnover, and the layup going to be good for Smith. An Axtell turnover turns into another bucket here, and just like that, another ball knocked around. This one's on the ground. The Blue Jays come up with it. They force another turnover. Porter's going to work it back around the left side here for Lamane. Back to Lamane. Ball fake. Backing up. Won't fire the three. He gives it off here right side. And now they're being as patient as they've been in the offensive set. Smith on the baseline. Loses the basketball, but into the hands of Lamane. Lamane now top of the circle. Spins. Shoots. Blocked by Nickel, but they're going to call a foul on the body. That's a tough call against Cody Nickel. It's the right call, but it's a tough one because he had pretty good position, but jumping into him to draw that body contact was Orion Lamane. And he'll have two shots after Nickel's first foul of the ball game. And the free throw is up and good. Marsh checking back in here for the Wildcats. Hanson will come out. 2:41 to go, third quarter, 56-38. An 18-point lead here for Wald Hill. And the free throw good. So making both of them is Lamane, and it's now 57-38. And a dangerous inbounds pass can be picked up by Wald Hill, but they lose it as they went up high for it. Picked up here by the Wildcats. On the run is Fischel, and Fischel attacking, going to be fouled. The foul on Wald Hill's DeAndre Webster will be his second. And Fischel at the line for two free throws. Got to hit your shots down the stretch here, and that stretch is beginning a little bit earlier. When you're down by 19, you've got to get a lot of things going your direction. Free throw is up and good here for August Fischel, who's got 4 points in the game. Back in here for the Blue Jays is Tyler Lovejoy. And the second free throw good for Fischel, who now has 5 in the game. Casey Porter, long pass, going to be tipped off the hands of August Fischel. They are trying to throw it down low to Orion Lamotte. And a good job there by Fischel running the floor and just getting a fingernail on it. Inbounded for Sheridan. Sheridan, he's open for three, and he rattles it in. 60-40. Again, a 20-point lead. And with it is number 20, Adam Lundeen. He's going to run, puts up the shot, no good. Rebounded by Sheridan. Sheridan will throw it off on that right side. It's going to go off the hands of Lundeen. No good. And Sis will check back in here for the Wildcats. From the very opening tip of this game, the pace has been a torrid one. It's one reason why we scored 100 points between these two teams, and we still have 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Driving here is going to be Lamonte. Lamonte kicking it out. Three-pointer off the iron. No good for Wall Hill. Still tipped around. Marsh is able to come up with it for Axtell. And they can't put the press on. So slowly into the offensive end on the dribble here is August Fischel. He'll get it in the lane for Marsh. Marsh 8 feet away. Hits it back of the iron. No good. And rebounded by Smith. A bad pass. Fischel comes up with it. They'll kick it for Sis on the left side. Number three for the three. No good. And rebound going to be picked out here by Axtell again. August Fischel tracks it down, gives it to Nichols. Nichols tiptoes through the lane, takes it off the iron and in. Cody Nichols able to step through the lane there, and it's an 18-point ball game, 60-42. So Nichols with the bucket, and they'll kick the ball here right side here for Lovejoy. Lovejoy right back out here for Lamonte. Lamonte off a screen, could fire the three if he wants to. He'll hand it off to Lovejoy instead. And Lovejoy hands off for Porter. Porter stops in the lane, passes deflected, but backing it up is Sheridan. So Wald Hill maintains the possession with 1:05 to go. And we're going to have a timeout. Asking for the timeout is head coach Ryan Stansberry here for Wald Hill. 1:04 to go, third quarter. It's 60-42. Wald Hill with the lead and the basketball. And this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Back to Lincoln East after this.
You don't have to be a farmer to reap the benefits of being a Buffalo County Farm Bureau member. We work for farm families, but our work reaches well beyond the farm, benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. We are your neighbors. Through our work in supporting and promoting agriculture, education, health, and technology, we bring people together to better our community. We share in the values Nebraskans stand for: hard work, passion for the land, and a character rooted in faith and family. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Wall Hill inbounds the basketball, leading at 60-42. We now have 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Stepping through, they're going to kick it out here for Sheridan. Sheridan going to fire the 25th three-pointer attempt of the game. No good. And rebounded by Sturgis Hansen. They've hit 10 of them. So up until that point, they were about 42% from three-point range. Entry pass down low for Marsh. Going to be knocked out of bounds by DeAndre Webster. And so Marsh will inbound here with 40 seconds to go for Axtell. And they get it for Hansen. Hansen's outside the lane, but he'll pivot, take it into the lane, and score. Sturgis Hansen shooting over the shoulder, DeAndre Webster, and was able to hit a one-handed little half hook. Penetration here by Porter. Porter, pass going to be knocked loose. Sis comes up with it, and then a foul going to be whistled here on Wald Hill. That's not a bad foul for Tyler Lovejoy, because Sis was going to go in for the layup uncontested. So Lovejoy commits the foul. And that's going to be his third foul of the game. And to the free throw line is going to be Parker Sis for the front end of a 1-and-1. You don't want to beat a dead horse here, but Axtell has struggled from the free throw line, but they've shot much better here in the second half. They're now 11-21 as a team, and the free throw is good. So now 12 of 22, so they're now above 50% for the first time. They only shot about 30% in the first half, so their second half shooting's been pretty good, and they make both free throws here. But they still trail by 14 with 24 to go here in the third quarter. On the bounce here is going to be Lovejoy. Lovejoy working against Sis. We'll give it up on the right side, and a walk or a push. They're going to call the push. There was contact there, and they're going to call Colton Maxwell for the foul, which caused the travel. His third foul, fourth as a team here against Axtell in the second half. Ball inbounded for Lovejoy. 11 seconds left. Lovejoy hands it off to Sheridan. Sheridan steps to the lane, has the shot blocked by Hansen. Back into the hands of Sheridan. They'll try a three-pointer in transition. No good. Hansen with another rebound. Long outlet pass at the buzzer, and that's going to do it. We played four quarters. Axtell has improved their position a little bit in that third quarter, but they got a lot of work to do in the fourth. They still trail it 60-46, and it'll be Wald Hill ball when we come back to Lincoln East after this timeout.
When we buy something, we all want a great deal. But have you ever thought about a great deal on your home energy bill? A geothermal system from Carrier is a great deal. A geothermal system taps into the earth to capture free, renewable energy. About 45% of your energy bill goes to heating and cooling. You can save up to half in cooling, 70% in heating, and another 30 to 50% in hot water costs.
Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
We at Cat's Corner Market in Axtell want everyone to know that there is a hot stuff pizza buffet every Friday.
Pizza.
Cat's will be offering all kinds of pizza and a salad bar, served buffet style every Friday from 11:30 to 1. So come on down to Cat's Corner Market in Axtell, where you can still get your hot stuff pizza to go all week. Also, check out the new hardware department. And good luck, Wildcats.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Wildcats need to find some way to energize themselves and get back in this one. They trail it 40-26. They scored 22 points in that third quarter. That's the good news. Bad news is they gave up 20. Presenting sponsors brought to you by the State Basketball Tournament, brought to you by Glenwood Telephone, Renner Space, Glenwood Business Center in downtown Hastings, and Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration. And ball inbounded here for Wald Hill, as we mentioned. They give it to Lovejoy. His inner pass down low, going to be knocked loose by August Fischel, and he's going to force the Wald Hill turnover. Nice job there by Fischel defensively. And they'll give it to Lundeen. Back out to Fischel. He'll step into a long deuce, has his shot blocked. It's going to be rebounded by Wald Hill. Kobe Smith pulls down the rebound. Long outlet pass up ahead, that left side. Going to be no good as it hung on the rim for Lovejoy. Lovejoy couldn't get the shot to fall, and it's going to be rebounded by Axtell. Fischel pulled down the rebound, and now Nickel has it on the right side working against Lovejoy. They get it in for Hansen. Hansen stepping in. Hansen off glass has his shot blocked by Smith. It goes out of bounds, and it belongs here to Axtell. Again, Hansen has a size advantage when he's working against DeAndre Webster, who's had him most of the game. And they try to get the ball into him again, but Axtell has turned the ball over. Pass was tipped. That's great hands there by Kobe Smith. And they get it to Sheridan. Sheridan going to dribble up. The lane is open, but he'll kick the ball back out. Here's a trail three by Porter. In and out, no good. And rebounded by Hansen. So Hansen will pull it down, and we're going to have the ball knocked out of bounds over there by Wald Hill as the pass was nearly intercepted, but they ran out of room. And August Fischel will throw it in, but that allows the Blue Jays to set up their press. And Nickel working against Lovejoy. They try to trap him, but Nickel too quick to get set up. He'll drive the baseline. Shot no good. Hansen with the rebound. Hansen has a shot block, gets it back. He shoots a little bit stronger. No good. Another offensive rebound. This one's going to be put in by Adam Lundeen. So nice job there by Lundeen making the putback. After Sturgis Hansen couldn't get the shot to go. And you hear the chant for Axtell of defense, an entry pass, and it's going to be a reach here on August Fischel. And for Fischel, that's just going to be his second. Five as a team here on Axtell here in the second half. So Wald Hill on the baseline will trigger in the inbounds. Casey Porter will toss it in for Sheridan. In the corner, lob pass down low for Porter. Porter being triple teamed is able to get it out somehow to Webster, who fires a three. That's going to be no good. And the rebound taken out by Axtell. Snagging the bound there was Maxwell. And they'll give it up here right side for Lundeen. He's going to back up, fire a three. That's going to be no good. And the rebound for Wald Hill. They'll get it up ahead for Sheridan. Tough shot, no good. Lundeen gets the rebound. Up ahead for Hansen. They've got numbers. Hansen gets it to Nickel. Nickel on the baseline. Jumper off glass. Good. Axtell running the floor. And we got a timeout for Wald Hill. We got a 10-point ball game here, Lincoln East. 50-41. And the fast break point will be our special in-game moment brought to you by the special people at AseraCare Hospice. Caring for the moments that matter, locations in Kearney, Grand Island, and York, serving all the Tri-Cities and beyond. Call AseraCare Hospice today for your loved ones when they need the right care at the right time. Axtell has cut what was once a 10-point lead, excuse me, a 20-point lead, down by 10 with 5:41 to go and a timeout, Wald Hill. We'll be back to Lincoln East right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraskaland National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraskaland National Bank member, FDIC. A 10-0 run here for the Wildcats. And they now trail it 60-50 with 5:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. They trailed 60-40, and now it's 60-50. And now the folks from Wald Hill trying to make some noise as well. During the timeout, it was mostly people wearing purple making the noise. So ball inbounded here for Halliwell. He faces man-to-man pressure. Will drive the lane, dump it off left side. It's loose, picked up, and a bounce pass will go into the hands of Porter. Porter, Johnny on the spot, takes it off the glass and in. And that will allow Wald Hill to pressure the ball, and they make the steal. Pass down low, and they're going to be a foul getting the ball back. Halliwell initially forced the turnover, got the ball back, and he was fouled by Axtell. And that will take what would have been an easy layup off the boards. But again, Axtell with the turnover at an inopportune time. And to the line is going to be Halliwell after the third foul of the game has been called here on Lundeen, and the free throw is good. So Halliwell makes the first of two free throws. And it's now 63-50. Quick 3-0 run out after the 10-0 run by Axtell. And the second free throw is also good. Wald Hill has done a great job at the line. 12 of 15. Where Axtell is 13 of 23. Long pass up ahead. Caught by Nickel. Nickel loses the ball. And it's going to be another Axtell turnover. That was just great defense. Up ahead, kicking it up here is going to be Porter. Porter back inside for Sheridan, who drives and will now head to the line. Just that quick, Wald Hill up court, and they throw the ball back inside for Sheridan. Sheridan airborne, and there were about three Wildcats swiping at the ball. And that's now 17 fouls here on the Cats, and the fourth personal foul on Lundeen. And the gym will get relatively quiet here for Sheridan, who hits the first of two free throws. So tip your hat here to Wald Hill. After the 10-0 run for the Wildcats, they've now rattled off five straight, now make it six. 66-50. Running the baseline, Axtell, they're facing pressure, gets it up ahead to Sis. Sis gives it to Nickel. Right back out here for August Fischel. Fischel gets it to Hansen. Hansen's going to drive. Hansen off the glass, good. Sturgis Hansen leans it up and in. He had the defender flop in front of him trying to get the player control foul, but Casey Porter didn't have a position, and now Sis is going to be called for a little reach here. That's just going to be his first foul of the ball game, and it's going to set up a 1-1 here for Wald Hill. Well, now with 4:48 to go, fourth quarter, Axtell's going to need some breaks. They can't just do this on their own. They are going to have Wald Hill start missing some free throws, and they have not shown a proclivity for doing that. They're 14-17 from the line. And the front end of a 1-1 going to be missed here and rebounded by Lundeen, who gives it back out to Marsh. So Marsh will end the possession after the missed free throw, and Nickel on that left side, they're going to call him for a walk. Again, that's just devastating here for Axtell. They cannot afford to lose possessions with the turnover. And another turnover here that's hurting their comeback effort. They trail it 66-52, now 4.5 to go. With it is Hallowell, 20 turnovers, and the ball knocked loose, but somehow Wald Hill laying around is able to come up with the basketball, and they call the timeout. Ball might have been loose when the timeout was granted, but not when the timeout was called. So the folks from Axtell a little upset here, but I think Wald Hill would have had the ball had the whistle not been blown for the timeout. In any event, timeout for the Hill here. They lead it 66-52 with 4:24 to go. We'll take a timeout as well. We'll be back with Lincoln East right after this.
You know Motor Car Engineering for dependable quality repairs. And now you can count on dependable quality cars, pickups, and minivans from Motor Car Engineering Auto Sales. As little as $400 down gets you behind the wheel of your choice of 20 to 30 vehicles on hand. When you need new wheels, you don't need to wait. Buy here, pay here, or ask about easy financing. Open Monday through Friday and Saturdays by appointment. The friendly folks who take care of your car and now your car buying needs. Motor Car Engineering, 4th and Eddy in Grand Island.
You've made a smart choice. Glenwood meets your home and business technology needs with an array of phone, internet, direct TV, or cable packages. Whether you want to keep up with your family or your online gaming competition, we've got the speed you need. At Glenwood, all our services are backed by a tech-savvy local team of customer service professionals. Learn more online at shopglenwood.net or speak with one of our service representatives at 402-756-3131. Glenwood, now with a local Hastings office.
Welcome back. Quick inbounds for Porter. Porter, great hook pass in for Smith. Smith's going to lay it up and in. And now Axtell trying to answer back. A loose ball picked up down low into the hands of Hansen. They tried to dump it inside for Hansen as it's loose. It's going to go off the hands of Wald Hill and out of bounds. That was a pinball. Bounced around off the bumpers down there. And finally, it will go off one of the Axtell cheerleaders, and they'll hand the basketball to one of the Axtell ball players. It's going to be Marsh inbounding it here, but Wald Hill with a great attack right off the inbounds to push the lead back out to 16. Inbounded for Nickel. Nickel behind a three-point arc, drives the lane, scoops, flips, shot, no good. Rebounded Wald Hill. So Wald Hill comes up with the rebound, and Hallowell gives it to Sheridan. Sheridan, great ball fake, got the defender in the air. And Hallowell will lay it up and in. Wald Hill, 70-52, and things looking good for the Hill here. On the dribble is going to be Nickel. Nickel pass deflected. Marsh now has it on the baseline. He'll hit a baseline jumper there. So Marsh strokes it in. He's now got 10 in the game. Hansen has 15. Nickel has 14, but they still trail by 16. 3:20 to go. Left wing, Webster kicks the ball back out for Hallowell. Hallowell on the right wing for Casey Porter. They're not going to be in a big hurry here, but Wald Hill still looking to attack. They'll fire the three-pointer on the right side off the back of the iron. No good. And the rebound to the Hill. Coming up with it is Webster, who kicks it out for Sheridan. Sheridan's going to drive. Shot no good. And Sheridan keeps it alive. Gets it off for Smith. And we're going to have a foul on the way to the basket going against Axtell. But great hustle there for Wald Hill. Yeah, they've hit some shots. Yeah, they've got some bounces. But, boy, they have played with the effort and an intensity that Axtell has matched, certainly. But, certainly, I don't think Axtell's played any harder than these kids from Wald Hill. This has been a hard-fought basketball game beginning to end. And the future not looking bright here for Axtell. They trail it 70-54. And at the free throw line is going to be Kobe Smith. Front end of the 1-1. He hits it, and it's good. So that earns him the bonus. 17-point Wald Hill lead now with 3 minutes to go in the game. We'll check some other scores for you here in just a little bit. The free throw is no good. Rebounded by Hansen. So Hansen's able to pull it out. And they'll kick right side. Three-pointer for Fischel. Fischel's three going to be a little bit long. Rebounded by Hansen. He'll kick it back around. And now the three-point on the left side for Sis is also going to be a little bit long. Rebounded by Wall Hill. Pass up ahead here for Sheridan. And Sheridan going to be fouled before he can put up the shot. Running back defensively was Parker Sis. They're going to call the foul before the shot. That's going to be the 10th as a team. It'll be two shots. But it would have been a made layup here for Sheridan had Sis not committed the foul. So that will stop the clock. That's the good news. The bad news is the rest of the scoreboard. Down by 17. The Wildcats now with their hands on their hip as the free throw is up and good here for Sheridan. Austin Fishel going to check back in here for Axtell. 72-54. A 12-4 run here. Now make it 13-4 run for Wald Hill after we had a 10-point ball game. Inbounded for Sis. The free throw was good, and now be another Axtell turnover. They get it off on the left side. A little lob shot here for Porter. It wouldn't fall, and it's going to be rebounded by Sis, and we've got a hand check foul as Sis was dribbling up. Falling down there was Casey Porter when he got the ball, and it bounced on the rim for whatever. It seemed like an eternity. Scott, by the way, won their Class B game 67-55. We'll check some other scores for you here coming up from around the city of Lincoln here in just a moment. Cavaliers had no problem winning. Newman with their win, 63-23. And the free throw here by Sis is up and good. So Sis makes the first of two free throws to make it now 63-55. And second free throw is also good for Sis. He's got four in the game. 73-56. In transition, Sheridan's going to fire a long two. That's going to be no good. And rebounded in underneath. No, kick the ball back out. Hollowell will put up the shot. That's going to be no good. And another rebound here for Hollowell. So Hollowell with a couple of offensive rebounds. And we've got 2:05 to go in the season here for Axtell. And the folks wearing orange making a lot of noise. Ball is loose. Sheridan's able to track it down. Kick it out here for Porter. Porter thought about the three. He'll behind the back pass it, giving it to Sheridan. Sheridan back out here for Hollowell, and the noise being made here for Wald Hill as their fans realize they're going to move on to the semifinals. Dribbling is Graydon Hollowell, and they're just going to play keep away right now. Porter will get the ball back out to Hollowell. Entry pass wide open underneath is Kobe Smith, and Smith is going to lay it in. Probably could have dunked it, but he'll just lay it up and in instead. And we're going to have a timeout being taken here for Axtell. A minute and a half to go. Timeout Axtell. They trail it 75-56 with 90 seconds to go. And final timeout of the year potentially here for Axtell. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back in Lincoln East after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Inbound in the basketball here is going to be Colton Maxwell. Maxwell gets the ball back after he throws it in for Adam Lundeen. Maxwell's going to drive, take it off the iron, going to be no good. Rebound being tipped around down there, and it's going to be picked up by Smith, who will get it up ahead here for Hollowell. And Hollowell just going to dribble around as he's being picked up there by Tyler Soderquist. The reason for the timeout was to allow folks like Adam Lundeen and Evan Bertrand to check into the game, say they played in the state basketball tournament. Austin Fishel also in the ball game here. They'll give it off on the baseline. Driving here is Porter. Porter, little runner, no good. And Maxwell will pull down the rebound here for Axtell. 50 seconds left. A little runner down low. No good. Offensive rebound here for Austin Fischel. Fischel shot won't fall, and rebounding it is going to be Smith. So Smith comes up with a rebound, and across the timeline is Graydon Halliwell. Halliwell dribbling near midcourt. We'll give it to Sheridan on the right side. Wald Hill keeping their regulars out there while Axtell got some of the younger players to have a little taste of state basketball tournament action. 75-56, and the Blue Jays will be moving on to the semifinals. Halliwell with the dribble on the right side. Outstanding year for Axtell. 22-5 will be their final record as they throw the ball on the right wing for Wald Hill. Corner three-pointer here for Halliwell. That's going to be no good. Rebounded by Axtell. And the final stat will be Austin Fischel with the rebound and then a late turnover. And that's going to do it. The horn sounds, and it is all over here at Lincoln East. A final is 75-56. A 19-point win here for Wald Hill. And Axtell, as we mentioned, will wrap up their season at 22-5. Congratulations to the Wildcats on an outstanding effort today and a great basketball season that does fall a little bit short. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
For food that'll make you stand up and cheer, head to Fanatics. Start with traditional appetizers like mozzarella or breadsticks, or add a little spice to your life with jalapeno poppers. And don't forget the famous wings you can enjoy as appetizers or as a meal itself. Bite into their huge selection of burgers, pizzas, calzones, or sandwiches. With over 30 HD TVs, the bullpen, and their new party room, there's something always going on at Fanatics. Food that will make you stand up and cheer. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back here. It's time now for the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today, and hopefully we'll have a chance to speak with Chris Callen, the head basketball coach here for Axtell, as the Wildcats left it out there, but they fall here by a final of 75-56. And as we mentioned, they will end their season with a record of 22-5 on the year. Let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Wald Hill, who had a nice day shooting the basketball. Unofficially, they shot 40% during the game, 24 of 60, and they were 10 of 30 from three-point range. So they hit 10 three-pointers, shooting 33%, which is a pretty solid shooting percentage. They were led by a couple of players with 20 points each. Casey Porter had 20 and one rebound. Five rebounds here for DeAndre Webster for Wald Hill, as he had 20 points. Jaden Sheridan with 15 points. Kobe Smith with 9. Orion Lamonte had 7. And Graydon Halliwell had 4 points here for Wald Hill. And we'll check the numbers for Axtell. As kind enough to join us to talk about the game is Chris Callen, Axtell head coach. And Chris, my friend, great season. Unfortunately, today was one of those days where you ran into a team that just shot the ball a little bit better than you did.
Correct. Yeah, they do a lot of things well. Excuse me. They shoot the ball well. They're fast-paced. They get the ball up the floor a lot differently than what we're used to. We're used to teams running the floor. They pass the floor. And so passing lanes were big for us today, which is different than when a team, you know, drives up and down the floor. So there's a whole mixture of things that certainly we didn't do very well today, but we got it back within 10 there and yep. at a point, so I'm proud of them for coming back. The final score doesn't represent how hard the guys worked, certainly, today or any of the other games the rest of the season. So I'm very proud of them. It's going to be a tough locker room here for 10 seniors to be done, but we're going to feel good about how we played this season.
And unfortunately, you mentioned some of the things that kind of hurt you today was turnovers. I'll double-check my numbers here, but turnovers kind of hurt you because you end up giving up some points in transition after those turnovers.
Correct. Yeah, that was one of the toughest parts of the first half was we didn't break the press near like we're capable of doing. just getting the ball in and right back to the inbounder is what we usually try to do, and we weren't able to do that several times. So we had a lot of turnovers there that I wasn't expecting. I was expecting them to hit a lot of threes. I was expecting them to be fast-paced, but I wasn't expecting us to have near as many turnovers as we had.
Yeah, and that probably led to their 75 points and kind of kept your 56 a little bit lower as well. Still great effort, as always, from Sturgis Hansen. He finished with 15 points, 14 rebounds. Cody Nickel had 14 points. He drove the ball very, very well. And you also had Tyson Marsh with 10 points in the game. So a lot of the usual suspects still had quality games for you guys today.
Correct, yeah. Nobody played poorly. We kind of ran into a buzzsaw there for a while early. So it's not necessarily anything that we did wrong outside of trying to break the press. It was that we played a really good team that's great ball handlers, great shooters. We were hoping to be physical with them, and we were for certain spurts. And we got him into foul trouble early that we liked, but we just weren't able to continue that in the second.
They kind of took you out of the game that you wanted to play by their speed and how they pressure the ball.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. So thanks a lot, Randy. I appreciate you being here. I got to get to the locker room.
I know you do, Chris.
I got a lot of guys in there.
All right, Chris. Congratulations on a great season, my friend.
Thank you.
Chris Callen, head basketball coach here for Axtell. And as he mentioned, he has to go down and say goodbye to 10 seniors for Axtell. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take a look at the final numbers here as well as set the stage for the rest of the day, and we'll wrap up our New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show coming up right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here. We have the final break here of our New West Sports Medicine North Peak Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care. No referral is necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment. Let's check the numbers here for Axtell. We mentioned Sturgis Hansen with 15 points, 14 rebounds. Cody Nickel with 14 points and a couple of rebounds. Tyson Marsh with 10 points, 4 rebounds. Adam Lundeen, 8 points, 4 rebounds. August Fischel, 5 points, 4 rebounds. Parker Siss also with 4 points in the ball game. Unofficially, Axtell was 19 of 48 shooting for 39.6%. They were 3 of 15 from 3-point range, so they shot 20% from 3-point range. They improved their shooting from the free throw line in the second half, and as a team, they finished at 60%. They shot very well in the second half, 15 of 25 from the free throw line, above their season average at 60%, but 21 turnovers spelled their doom, plus also Wald Hill. We mentioned that Axtell hit three three-pointers. Wall Hill hit 10. They were 10 of 30 from three-point range. They shot overall 40%, 33% from the behind the arc. And Wald Hill advances into the state semifinals. They'll take on the winner of our next game being played here at Lincoln East High School, Fremont Bergen. The 8th seed will be taking on top-seeded Bruning Davenport Chicley here in just a few moments as we'll... remind you that earlier, Newman with a 63-23 win, and moments ago they did wrap things up as Giltner did fall, and I'm trying to double-check and check the score here. Giltner loses to Meade 66-35, and so a couple of local teams falling here, but we still have some teams to follow here at the state basketball tournament coming up later this morning. This afternoon, my I have to check my abacus and what time it is. Later on Classic Hits 98.9, we'll have Amherst taking on Ainsworth. Tip-off will be around 3:45 here on Classic Hits at 2 o'clock. Also in Class C2, St. Cecilia will be taking on Battle Creek. That'll be on KHAS Radio. And also Adams Central at 2 o'clock will be on the Breeze 94.5, taking on North Bend Central. And then later tonight, Kennesaw will take on Nebraska City Lords at 3:45. That also will be on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Once again, the season ended here for Axtell, 75-56 by Wald Hill, and the Blue Jays will move on to the state semifinals. We want to say thanks to our presenting sponsors, Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton, as well as Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration, and Glenwood Telephone. Glenwood, now delivering fiber to Hastings. And certainly want to say thanks to all of our sponsors for helping bring you coverage of the state basketball tournament, as well as our engineer Caleb Henry back in the studios. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Congratulations, Axtell, on a great season, but it ends here at the hands of Wald Hill, 75-56 at the boys state basketball tournament in Lincoln. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great rest of the day and join us for more basketball here at PlatteRiverPreps.com and also on all of our network stations at Platte River Radio.
Did you know that people with a savings plan are 2 times more likely to save for retirement? Make a plan to have a financially secure future. Nebraskaland National Bank offers individual retirement accounts with a variety of tax advantages, so you can find one that fits your plan. We want to help you succeed. Stop into one of our branches today. Minimum to open an IRA variable savings account is $20 with no minimum balance requirements. Member FDIC.
Nebraskaland National Bank.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. Proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.